Well, I think we both know why you were summoned here, servant boy. You are quite gifted with a quill, I'll give you that. But your calligraphy leaves much to be desired. Such immodest words for someone of your status. Quite smart to leave them hidden in fireplaces to be burned, and quite bold to leave one in my chamber's fireplace. Yes, bold. The perfect word to describe your little endeavor, don't you think? I have found a good number of those letters since then, and I deduced they were yours after reading your signature on your servitude contract. After figuring out where you were hiding them, it was pretty easy to get my hands on them. Their content varies an awful lot, ranging from the lament of your situation to the sweet praise and adoration of your queen, and to the lustful and positively lewd fantasy. I must say, those were harder to find. I wonder if I missed any. Shall I read some? The long tears of royal violence wound my heart with deep longing. Her melody rings in my sleep, and her image is carved under my eyelids. Written when I was away, I would wager. How about another? You don't understand. You are everything to me. My breath is my soul searching for your exhale. My heartbeat is every step I have taken behind you. My last word will be your name. I have not known peace since the day I have met you, and I wish never to know peace again. I'm gonna keep that one. How about this one? It keeps me up at night. You, an image of lust. Your soft lips brushing my skin. A body I would worship. Thighs you could lose yourself in. I dare not imagine what it looks like. You never cease to amuse me. But there's no escaping this. Guards! Good. Cuff him. Now leave us. Make sure we're not disturbed. Isn't this better? You, cuffed, on your knees, looking up at me. Will you behave? Good boy. Now I am conflicted about what to do with your letters. On the one hand, I would very much like to keep them. I have enjoyed them greatly, all of them. But there's another part of me that wants to burn them, to make them disappear, to erase them from this world. Oh, don't look so distraught. I want to burn them. Because these words belong to me, and the thought of someone else reading them is not a thought I like. The one servant boy that has been on my mind wrote these letters to me. To me. You haven't gone unnoticed. Yes, I've had my eyes on you. Even before I found the letters. The timid, blushing, adorable little servant who was always so eager to please, to be useful, to serve, to obey. With the cutest body and the softest skin and those pretty eyes shining when I gave them the smallest praise. I know we haven't had that many interactions, but none of them were random, no. All those little touches, those looks that lasted a bit too long. When I found all your letters, I was so excited. And when I found the more lustful ones, well, my nights have become a tad more busy with those. Reading the filth you have put on those pages. My hands going lower to my wet pussy. Smelling the paper for any trace of your scent. Thinking about you, thinking about me. Thinking about your lips on my body. I had to move the guards up the hallway that night so they wouldn't hear me moan. All the fantasies you've had about me, I've come to them. You gave me more pleasure than anyone without touching me. And clearly, the opposite is true. Oh, someone's in need of attention. I can feel the warmth of your cock through your pants. Does your queen make you throb, my sweet little boy? Do you like my strong hand kneading your balls, squeezing almost painfully? Do you want me to go further? I clearly own your mind, your soul, your heart. But after tonight, I will own all of you, everything. You will be mine. Wow. Someone like that. Is the thought of me owning you exciting? Making you even more horny? Good. Such a good boy. Will you listen to me? Will you be an obedient little pet? Yes. You taste so good. Your lips, your tongue, your neck, your ears. And those little noises you make. Delicious. Especially when I bite. It's even better than what I imagined. My wildest fantasies. Deep in the night, with my fingers buried deep in my cunt, and the idea of you licking every inch of my body, and me doing the same to you. All those images, you tied up to my bed as I tease and edge you into a mindless, obedient toy. Me coming my brains out as you eat me out on my throne. Alright, enough teasing. Now you know what I want. Lick. Oh, fuck. You're not bad. Inexperienced, but a lot of passion. We will have a lot of time to improve your skills. And that's it. Keep working that little tongue of yours. Make me feel good. Make your queen come like she deserves. I dreamed of this for so long. Every time I watched you working. Oh, beautiful, buzzy little bee. Happily doing your chores and smiling whenever you saw me. Oh, like a good little servant. Oh, like a good little slave. Oh, Finally, you're mine. Finally. You didn't see it, but I did. All those wretches thinking they could seduce you. Thinking they had a chance. That maid working in the West Wing. Oh, that cook who always brought you snacks so she could eat with you. That guard in the servant wing. Yeah, I had a transfer to some lord in the north. She was getting a bit too close for my liking. Oh, unworthy, all of them. trying to take you for themselves. No, you're mine. I'm the only one good enough for you. But you knew better, thank goodness. I saw the smiles you gave them. Polite, gentle, and entirely fake. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, good, I'm getting so close. Talking about owning you made me so hot. Keep going. Don't you dare stop. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Fuck. I'm gonna. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was better than anything I could dream of. Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, but don't you worry, your adorable little head. I am nothing if not a generous queen. Don't think I have forgotten about you or your cock. What? A virgin? Well, I don't mind. We can take care of that another time. But I still want what is stored in those delicious-looking balls. Come here. There. Now, don't worry. I'll take the cuffs off soon. Now it's my turn to use my mouth. You taste even better down there, God. I'll take every last drop, but I'll make you beg. I'll make you squirm and writhe in pleasure. Oh, you're throbbing. Sorry, I can't let you come right away. It would be such a waste. But I know you're a good, obedient little boy. Oh, and after tonight, you'll have a lot more work, especially as my personal hand servant or as my slave. I haven't decided yet, but either way, you'll always stay right beside me, rubbing my feet, or my back, or fixing my clothes, or even just running my errands. Not yet. Be a good boy and stop thrusting your hips. That's it. Such a good boy. I'll also have to commission someone to make you a collar. A nice, thick, sturdy collar to go around your pretty neck so that everyone knows you're mine. And a nice, strong leash to go with it. I don't want you wandering about where you shouldn't be, which is everywhere I'm not. I said no coming. Shh. Don't worry. This is the last time. The last edge. Oh, your balls are so heavy. So full of cum. Delicious. Come on, baby, come for me. Come for your queen. Let go and let me own you. Let me take care of you. Let me make you come. Yes. Gone. Good boy, such a big load. Oh, so tasty. This is the best. You're the best. Oh, look at you. So tired. It's pretty late. That's it. Just fade away into my arms. I promise I'll take care of you. You don't need to worry about anything. I won't let you go. Ever.